要这样，天使要出来从一人中啊，把恶人分别出来，五十。
50.
就丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿。因为主耶稣的门徒啊，有很多是渔夫。
Many of Jesus' disciples were fishermen.
所以主耶稣就用撒种的比喻啊，告诉他们天国的道理。
So Jesus used the parable of the net to explain to them the mystery of the heavenly kingdom.
啊，当然有很多人是农夫啊。
And also many of them were farmers.
所以主耶稣就用芥菜种啊作为比喻啊，告诉他们神国的道理。
So Lord Jesus used the parable of the mustard seed to explain to them the truth.
啊，面笑呢，他们因为天天要吃饭呢、啊，他们是天天吃面包，所以他们当然很自然的也是知道。明白其中的道理。
Bread is also their daily food, so Jesus also used that to teach them.
啊，主耶稣用比喻呢来阐明啊天国的奥秘。
Lord Jesus used parables to reveal the mystery of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们有个概念，主耶稣不是封闭奥秘，主耶稣是要打开那个奥秘。
So we must have this concept that Lord Jesus is to open a seal rather to hide it.
所以主耶稣讲的比喻不能告诉他视同一个奥秘。
So when he spoke of the parables, they're as a mystery.
因为他是用比喻来敞开呀，把那个奥秘解开，让大家能够了解。
So he's using the parables to reveal the mysteries.
并且他本身来呀，就是要解开那个奥秘的。
And he himself came to this world to reveal those mysteries.
那个奥秘也是要成全在主耶稣的身上。
And those mysteries will be fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
所以有时候大家看到耶稣呢，哎，就知道这个奥秘。
So when we see Lord Jesus, we know that He is the mystery.
因为神的奥秘就是基督，就是他本身。
For the mystery of God is Jesus Christ Himself.
我们来看47节。
That's three verse 47.
天国又好像撒网在海里，聚拢各样的水族物。撒网，不晓得我们有没有撒网过。
So I'm wondering whether any of us have cast a net before.
啊，有撒网过的。请举手，您当过渔夫的有没有
？If you have, please raise your hand.
那假定我们这个灵会结束以后啊，大家租一条船啊，到外海去撒网。
And let's say after our spiritual convocation, let us rent a boat and let's all go out to cast net.
啊，你有把握啊，你有把握，懂得怎么撒网的，请举手。
If you have the certainty of you knowing how to cast a net, please raise your hand.
所以我们都不过格当渔夫啊。
So we are not qualified to be a fisherman.
所以我们想想，这个撒网要不要训练呢
？So let us think about does casting a net require training？
是大家客气，还是说真的不会撒网
？Are we just being are we just being polite？
所以不会撒网是很自然，因为没有撒过网，怎么会撒网
？So it's very natural that we don't know how because we have never done it before。
不要撒网啊，光是钓鱼的话，那个鱼竿要这样抛出去，有的就不会抛啊。
And let's not talk about casting a net. Some of us don't even know how to throw out our fishing rod.
啊，钓过鱼的请举手。
If you have fished before, please raise your hand.
你们在抛鱼竿呢、啊，是不是第一次就抛了很远
？So when you're swinging your fishing rod, did you?
也是要训练嘛，对不对？你抛一多次的话，你这个抛的越远越好啊。
So it takes training for you to swing it very far.
有一次我在天牌哈，啊，天牌因为有一座桥啊，它这个桥就是啊。在旁边呢，再盖另外一座新桥，所以那个旧桥呢，就让行人走路。那个旧桥啊，不通车啊，就专门让行人在桥上运动。
So one time I was at Tampa, I was on this bridge, and next to this bridge was another bridge. So this bridge I was standing on was actually, we could actually walk through the bridge.
啊，很多人呢、啊，就是在桥上钓鱼。
So many people were fishing on the bridge.
有人用网啊，这样子。撒下去一下，然后捕鱼。
And some are even casting nets on the bridge to catch fish.
啊，有一次我看到一个孩子，他也在钓鱼。
So one time I saw a little child also fishing.
他把这个鱼竿这样撒出去。
So he swung out his fishing rod.
那个鱼线呢、啊？那个线呢、啊？不知道跑到哪里去、啊。
So he did not know where his line went.
然后他就猛拉，哎，拉不上来，他以为是钓了很多的鱼啊。
So when he tried to withdraw it, he couldn't, and he thought he
他很用力，哇，怎么拉不上来？
So he wondered why he pulled so hard.
我一看
，So when I looked，
对啊，他那个钓鱼线是跑到那个对这个对面的桥上桥墩上。
So So his fishing line actually caught to the other side of the bridge.
不是撒在海里，它是撒在桥上。
So it did not fall into the sea, rather on the other side of the bridge.
你看，连钓鱼你都要训练。
So you can see, even you need training for fishing.
何况是撒网，更是需要训练的。
And needless to say, we need training for casting nets.
也就是要撒网都要接受训练。
Therefore, we need to receive training to cast nets.
那撒网就是要传福音呢。
And casting nets is for us to preach the gospel.
啊，让每一个人都能够听得到。
So all of us may hear it.
啊，当然来听的人有的，大家的动机都不一样。
And for everyone who hears the truth, all their motives are different.
有的人是真正啊，为着永生来接受福音。
And some receive the gospel for the purpose of having salvation.
有的人只是要交朋友。
But some are here to make friends.
大家动机都不一样。
So everyone's motives are different.
不管是好的动机，不好的动机呀。
Whether good or bad.
有时候我们都看不出啊，他的动机是怎么样。
And oftentimes we cannot tell.
但是后来呢，满了以后的。
But once the boat is full,
神要派天使啊，把这个好的啊捡起来，把不好的也分干出来。
And God will send His angels to separate the good from the wicked.
所以我们要做撒网的工作。
So we must do works of casting nets.
那撒网要接受训练。
And we must receive training to cast nets.
当然我们会举办不同的讲习会。
And of course, we'll hold different kinds of seminars.
啊，有人说啊，这个讲习我已经上过了的。
And some might say I've attended this seminar for a long time.
这个怎么样传福音我都知道了。
And I already know how to preach.
那事实上也没那么简单呐。
But in reality, it is not that easy.
你说简单的是简单呐，你说不简单的是不简单。
And what is easy may be easy, but what is not, it's not.
啊，简单的话是因为假设圣灵跟你同在。
It is only easy if the Holy Spirit abides with you.
啊，圣灵开你的口。
That the Holy Spirit opens your mouth.
不管那个慕道者怎么问。
Does not matter how the truth seeker asks.
圣灵借着你的口在说话。
And the Holy Spirit will speak through your mouth.
当然，那种情况你就不需要准备了，因为圣灵在你内中说话，小孩子也可以去传福音呢。
So of course, under that kind of circumstance, even the little children can go out to preach.
但是一般的情况之下，那是特殊的例子。一般情况之下，我们要先准备的。
And that is only a special case. Under ordinary circumstance, we need preparation.
就到了今天呢、啊，我还是有很多问题啊，答不出来啊。
Even until today, there are many questions I cannot answer.
所以我很喜欢人家问我啊。
So I love for people to ask me questions.
不是我会的、啊。
Not that I know.
是一问的话，我不会，我才会去查。
But when they ask something I do not know, I will go and find out the answer.
那查了以后就知道，就明白了。
And once I find out, I will know and understand.
那这里查不出来，再去问别人。
And if I can't find the answer, then I will seek help.
问到明白为止啊。
Until I understand.
所以我们要撒网，也要接受训练。
So if we want to cast net, we must receive training.
我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
使徒行传十八章。
Acts chapter 18.
十八章二十四节。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
使徒行传十八章二十四节。
Acts 18, verse 24.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗来到以弗所，他生在亚历山大，是有学问的，最能够讲解圣经。有一个人就是亚波罗。
So there is a Jew named Apollos.
啊，生在亚历山大。
He was a native of Alexandria.
亚历山大就是埃及的北边呢、啊。
And Alexandria is north of Egypt.
也是海港，也是大城市。
It's also a harbor and a very large city.
啊，那边呢，啊，神学非常发达。
And the theology there was very prosperous.
啊，这个人呢、啊，就是生在那个地方啊。
So this person was born there.
所以圣经说他是有学问的，就能够讲解圣经。
Here the Bible says he was a learned man and thorough knowledge of the Bible.
好，我们请问大家，哪一个能够比得上他
？So let me ask who can be compared to Apollos.
我也不敢说我能够比得上他。
Even I dare not to say I can be compared to him.
因为亚历山大啊是学术很高啊。
For Alexandria is a very It's a center of knowledge.
我们知道埃及啊，埃及是一个古老的国家。
And we know Egypt was one of the greatest nations.
埃及这个地方对当时的世界来说哈，他们的文明啊非常发达。
And Egypt was a very civilized nation at that time.
啊，天文啊，很多啊是他们发明的。
And many of the astrologies were invented by them.
数学啊，我们里面有没有学数学的？请举手。
And is anybody a math?
数学有没有
？Mathematic major here.
啊，这个什么物理系有没有
？Or physics？
啊，很多物理、数学那个定理啊，都是埃及人发明的。
So many of the mathematics theory and physics theories were created by the Egyptians.
所以学术的水平很高。
So they were a very learned nation.
所以亚波罗啊，可能是去那边啊，什么学府啊，去学的。
So perhaps Apollos went there to gain his knowledge.
所以说啊，他是有学问，哎，能够讲解圣经。
This is why it says he was thorough in knowledge. He could explain the scriptures.
好，那我们再继续看25节。
Let's read verse 25.
说这个人呢。 已经在主的道上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事啊详细讲问教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。他什么事情都很好吧。So
he was very thorough in all knowledges.
有口才，又懂得耶稣的教训。He
had the eloquence of speech and understood the teachings of Lord Jesus.
因为那时候耶稣已经升天了。For
Lord Jesus had already ascended.
所以主耶稣的道理就一直传呢。
So the teachings of Lord Jesus.
可能是传到亚历山大那个地方呢。
Perhaps it had been preached to the city of Alexandria.
所以他很谦虚的接受了。So
he humbly accepted.
接受以后，他也出去传。And
not only that, he went out to preach.
他能够将耶稣的事啊讲得很清楚。So
he could teach about Jesus accurately.
但是呢，他只晓得约翰的洗礼。However,
he says he only knew only the baptism of John.
那主耶稣已经升天了。
For Lord Jesus had already ascended.
救恩已经完成了。
Salvation had been fulfilled.
主耶稣已经开一条要怎么才能够承受永生的道路。
And Lord Jesus had already opened up a way to inherit salvation.
已经提供了一个方法。
He had given us a way.
那个方法就是奉耶稣的名来施洗。
And that is to baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
不是约翰的洗礼。
It's not the baptism of John.
很可惜他只晓得约翰洗礼。
So very unfortunately, he only knew the baptism of John.
好。 26.
26.
他在会堂里就放胆讲道。
He began to speak boldly in the synagogue.
百基拉听见以后呢，就接他来，将十人道给他讲解的更加详细。
So when Priscilla Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the will of God more adequately.
百基拉、亚基拉是什么人？
So who were Priscilla and Aquila?
是支帐篷的人呢。
And they were people of making tents.
好像我们今天是， 做木匠一样的，好像是这个木工呢。
Just as today, they can be referred to as carpenters.
是这种以劳力啊去换取金钱的人。
So there are people who exchange money with labor.
哎，没有什么受过高深的学问呢。
And they have not received high education.
不像亚波罗啊。
Not like Apollos.
哎，这两个人听一听以后觉得，哎，你说讲的是很有道理，可是啊，你只晓得约翰的洗礼。
But when they heard of Apollos, they knew what he said was right, but he only knew the baptism of John.
可见这两个人呢，能够分辨是非啊。
So you can see these two people can distinguish right and wrong.
这两个人听到亚波罗所讲的道理以后，
when they heard, after they have heard of Apollos' teachings,
这两个人辩妙说，哇，你讲的很好啊，哇，你是亚特里山大什么最高学府毕业的。
They did not acclaim him and praise him.
你是博士，哇，你讲的太棒了。
That he's a doctor, he had graduated from Alexandria.
这两个人没有取悦那个亚波罗啊。
They did not try to please him.
这两个人是根据神的教训，根据耶稣的道理，哎，来告诉他还有所不足的地方。
Instead, it was according to the teaching of Jesus Christ that they told Apollos what was his faults.
说这个不简单呢。
So this is not easy.
我们来看一看呢。 亚波罗他是很有学问的，又能够讲解圣经，口才又好。
So we can see how knowledgeable and learned Apollos is.
可是这两个人并没有因为被他的口才好就吓倒啊。
But these two people were not frightened, were not timid by his eloquence of speech.
这两个人他深知道神国的奥秘啊。
And they deeply knew the mystery of the kingdom of God.
神国的奥秘就借耶稣基督来完成的。
And the mystery of the kingdom of God was fulfilled through Lord Jesus Christ.
要承受神国的人必须要接受。 水洗,
all those who inherit the kingdom of God must go through water baptism.
必须要领受圣灵的更新,
they must receive the transformation of the Holy Spirit.
这两个人这对夫妻啊，他是很勇敢的来告诉亚波罗。
So these two people, they boldly corrected Apollos.
亚波罗他很谦虚啊。
Apollos was very humble.
这两个人就为亚波罗啊开讲习会。
So they held a seminar for Apollos.
来来来，接受训练。
So he could receive some training.
亚波罗有没有接受呢？
So did Apollos receive it?
有没有？
Did
有。
Yes.
哈利路亚。 有没有？ 有没有接受训练？
So did he accept the training?
有，对不对？
Yes, right.
很谦虚呀。
He's very humble.
说这两个很谦虚。
So these
这个人呢很谦虚呀。
Apollos is very humble.
你看这帐篷的，你告诉他，来来来来，你来参加讲习会。
So we can see when the tent makers went to Apollos and say, "Come and attend our seminar."
但亚波罗他并没有说，哎，我是接受最高学府的训练。
And Apollos didn't say that I received the highest education.
我是某某神学院毕业的。
I graduated from certain.
我要神学博士。
Seminar and I'm a doctor.
你是谁？你还要叫我去参加讲习会
？Who are you? How can you ask me to attend your seminar?
他没有这样认为啊。
He did not think like that.
他很谦虚啊，就去接受。
With humility,
接受讲习会，接受训练。
He accepted the training.
所以就把神的道呢，更加详细的讲给他听。
So they explained to him the way of God even more adequately.
说约翰洗啊是对的。
So that the baptism of John the Baptist is right.
但是呢，耶稣已经来了。
However, Lord Jesus had already come.
耶稣既然来了，就要按照耶稣的方法。
Since Lord Jesus is here, so you must follow His ways.
不是约翰替我们死啊。
It's not John who died for us.
是耶稣替我们死，替我们死在十字架上，替我们流血。
It's Lord Jesus who died on the cross for us and shed blood for us.
所以靠耶稣的宝血洗去我们的罪。
So through the blood of Lord Jesus, our sins can be washed away.
他这样一听就明白了。
So once he heard that, he understood.
明白以后啊，他就再继续出去讲。
So once he understood, he continued to go out to preach.
我们请看二十八节。
Let's read verse 28.
在众人面前啊，极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。哦，他很有能力啊。
So he was full of power.
因为他了解的更多了。
For he had more understanding.
他知道耶稣更多了。
He knew more about Christ.
所以他引圣经啊，证明耶稣是基督。
So he used the scriptures to prove that Jesus was the Christ.
所以我们要参加各种讲习会啊。
So we must attend all sorts of seminars.
一般来讲，我们有时候讲习会啊，举开的，参加的人呢、啊，需要参加，应该参加的人啊，并不多。
And generally speaking, many times when you hold seminars, all those who need to attend are not there.
比如说，有一次开这个副主任讲习会。
For example, once we held a council board meeting, a council board seminar.
副主任没有来几个。
So and not many show up.
他的信徒啊，来了很多。
However, many other members came.
啊，那当然，传道也是照常要讲啊。
So the pastors had to carry on.
他是因为本来对象是负责人。
But originally the seminar was held for the.
啊，现在呢，确实来了很多信徒。
However, many members came instead.
啊，当然，讲的道理啊，就是针对大家。
So of course the teachings were directly toward the congregation.
啊，几乎每一年都是这种情形。
And this the same phenomenon happened.
所以到后来呢，大家就觉得，哎，每次去参加讲的道理都是差不多。
So after everybody attended, they may feel the
就没有针对负责人。
And the board members are not really there.
啊，那真正负责人没有来参加。
Because they are not there to attend.
那为什么没有来参加
？So why did they not come?
当有的人说他很忙啊。
And some say they're busy.
时间拨不出来。
They had no time.
而且有的人说啊，这些我都知道了。
Others say they already know everything.
我不需要再去参加讲习啊。
And there's no need for them to attend.
啊，这种人呢，要来看这个《使徒行传》十八章二十五节、二十四节。
So for these types of people, we must refer them to Acts 18, verse 25.
那人家亚波罗啊，他是有学问的、啊，最能够讲解圣经啊。
Even Paul is a learned man.
他还来参加讲习会了。
He still attended seminars.
啊，我们有个传道退休的长老。
So we have an elder who retired.
已经九十几岁了。
He's already in his nineties.
我们要讲习会。
So when you have seminars,
他还来参加。
He even attended.
他是传道退休的。
And he was a retired minister.
他传道退休不是当一两年而已啊。
And he was not only a minister for a few years.
他当了一辈子的传道啊。
He was a minister for his lifetime.
年纪又是那么大了。
And he's already advancing age.
还是来参加讲习会。
Yet he still came to attend.
不但是来参加，他是坐在第一排。
He not only attended, he sat in the first row.
哇，这种精神很感人啊。
So this kind of spirit is truly very touching.
所以想一想，我们到底是什么人？
So you must think to ourselves, who are we?
主要是叫我们要出去撒网。
And Lord Jesus Christ told us to go out to cast nets.
亚波罗他是很有热心呢、啊。
And Apollos was filled with zeal.
但当百基拉、基拉叫他来接受训练的时候，他就来。
But when Priscilla and Aquila invited him to be trained, he came.
接受训练以后呢，他就懂得更多了。
After he received training, he had more understanding.
因此我们要各种讲习会，我们要很乐意来参加。
So we must be very willingly to attend all the seminars.
要受训以后才能够撒网啊。
And after our training, we can go out to cast nets.
啊，不然是捕不到鱼的。
Or else we'll catch no fish. 啊，
那接受训练呢，我们也要会教啊，怎么来洗网。
So after our training, we also have to learn how to wash our nets.
啊，这个 要捕鱼以前呢、啊，就把网子啊清清啊。
And before casting or catching the fish, we must wash the nets.
因为前一次是啊，前一次啊，可能出去捕鱼的时候啊，捕到那些啊海底里面的废物。
So last time when I was fishing, we might have caught some algae or mud in the ocean floor.
可能捕到那个瓶子啊、罐子啊。
Or some bottles and cans.
还是捕到那些骨头啊。
Or some bones.
啊、可是呢，这些都是废物。
All these are rubbish.
这个会损害这个网啊。
And that will damage the nets.
因此呢，要出去捕网以前呢，先要洗网。
So before we go out to cast the net, we must wash the nets.
我们请看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
路加福音五章第二节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 2.
他见了两只船啊，两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船洗网去了。这些人都是渔夫啊。
So all these were fishermen.
他们是职业的渔夫，所以他们知道怎么做。
So they're professional fishermen, so they knew what to do.
当渔船回来港的时候。
So when the boat was back at the harbor.
啊，他们的工作就是要洗网，为了下次的准备。
Now their task is to wash the nets for the next trip out.
所以这个是撒网的工作之一啊。
So this is part of casting nets.
这个是准备工作之一。
And this is one of the works of preparation.
这是必须做的。
And this must be done.
这一步没有做的话，就不能够出去撒网。
And without this step, you cannot go out to cast nets.
因为没有洗的话，会破坏这个网的功能。
For if you do not wash the nets, you will damage the function of the nets.
你就把网洗干净。
So once you wash the nets clean.
那这个是什么意思呢？
So what does that mean?
我们要把我们洗干净啊！
We must wash ourselves clean.
我们把自己洗干净以后，才能够出去撒网啊！
It's after we have washed ourselves clean, then can we go out to cast nets?
有一次啊，去访问一位老姐妹。
So once I went to visit her elderly sister.
啊，她先生啊，没信主啊。
And her husband is an unbeliever.
那、啊、当然，我们就要传福音给她先生啊。
So of course, we also preach to her husband.
说老先生啊，你很有福气啊。
So、
我们来把这个福音介绍给你。
So we say you are very blessed that we are here to preach the gospel to you.
啊，主耶稣让你身体很健康啊。
And Lord Jesus Christ has granted you a very healthy body.
那我们就把福音啊介绍给他。
So introduce the truth to him.
那他对我们说什么
？So what did he say to us?
说您只要是叫他的太太啊脾气能够改的话，我才来信呢。
So if you can change my wife's temper, then I will come to believe.
我怎么说
？So what could I say?
所以要先洗网哎。
So we must wash ourselves first.
你没有先洗网的话，出去撒网不行的。
So if you don't wash the nets, you cannot go out to cast nets. There will be no effect.
所以真的，我们要先把我们心把我们洗净啊，把我们像基督的形象，才能够吸引别人呢、啊。
So today we must wash our nets, wash our hearts clean, so we may have the image of Christ, so we may attract others.
有一次我去一间教会。
So there's once I went to a certain church.
那几个信徒在一起，还有个慕道者。
So a few members were gathering there along with a few friends.
啊，那间教会的人数啊，不是很多。
So that church did not have many members.
啊，因为他们有会堂，所以人数呢，大概十个，大概十几个而已的。
And with the chapel they have about ten members.
好几年以来啊，都是那些人数。
And for many many years, it remained in that number.
啊，这位慕道的朋友呢，他已经来慕道三年了。
So we have this truth seeker friend who's been truth seeking for about
这三年算是很长的时间呢、啊。
It's considered a long time.
你看我们三年的话，洗礼几个人
？So you can see how many people baptized within 3 years.
也就是，请问一下，我们最近三年洗礼几个
？So Deacon Lee, how many people baptized within the last 3 years?
七八个，对啊。
So around seven.
你看至少有七八个嘛，对不对
？So at least 7 to 8.
可是那里呢，没有半个。
But there is none.
三年以来。不要说三年，就是说更久，大概五年以来、七八年以来，没有洗礼半个。
And not to mention, if for 7 or 8 years, nobody had baptized.
所以我们就跟这位慕道者谈到啊。
So we were preaching to this truth seeker.
啊，刚才洗礼的方法啊，圣灵。
That the methods of baptism and the Holy Spirit.
啊，他都接受。
He accepted.
他没有反对。
No objection.
他说：“啊，你要接受洗礼啊。
”So we asked, "Would you like to be baptized?"
他问我一句话。
Then he asked me this.
好像你们教会是不是没有生命力
？So he asked me, "Is there no
生命力
？Is there no life or energy in your church?"
不然我来三年了，怎么都没有增加人数啊？
So why is it that after I've been coming for 3 years, the membership hasn't increased?
要是你的话，你怎么回答？
If you're I, you were me, how will you respond?
那有的信徒啊，就赶快说啊，不是不是啊，这个是因为传道者不常来的关系啊。
And some members just said it is not because of that; it's because the pastors don't come here often.
就把这个责任啊推给传道。
So they push on the responsibilities to the pastors.
那事实上真的没有生命力啊。
In reality, the church lacked.Life.
有生命力的话，人就会来嘛， so、很自然的。
If there is life, people would naturally be attracted to come.
所以很尴尬，要说是也不是，要说不是又说谎话。
So I was put in a very awkward position, whether to say yes or no.
说真的，我们要洗网。
So we must wash our nets.、
啊、怎么洗网、
so、？How do you wash the nets?
我们请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
二十六节
Verse 26
二十六节
Verse 26
五章二十六
Chapter 5 Verse
要用水啊借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀啊，做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污作文等列的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的我们这个网啊，就是撒网以后，这些东西就要献给神的。
So all the things we catch are to be offered up to God.
所以我们昨天学习到保罗他献上新团，那个新团是什么呢？还记得吗
？So yesterday we have shared how Paul offered up.
外邦人对不对？保罗他是福音的祭司。
And Paul is the priest of the gospel.
他福音的祭司就要献祭。
So since he's a priest of gospel, he must make offering. What did he offer?
保罗他说献上外邦人能够蒙神悦纳。
Paul said he offered up the Gentiles to be accepted by the Lord.
所以我们也是要把自己洗净啊。
So we also wash ourselves clean.
水借着道把教会洗净。
So the word through the water will be cleansed.
我们都是教会一份子啊。
So we're part of this church.
我们干净，整个教会都干净。
If we're holy, then the whole church will be holy.
然后才能够做个荣耀教会啊。
Then we'll become a radiant church.
然后献给神。
And to be offered up to God.
也是我们经常听道理。
Therefore, when we often listen to the sermons,
啊，听道理以后呢，就要去行出来呀。
After we have heard the words, we must carry them out.
有时候大家听道理的态度啊，反应也不一样。
And many times our response to hearing the truth is not in one accord.
有人听了，哎，这个传道讲得很好。
After some heard it, they may feel it's very edifying.
可是呢，好以后没有去做啊。
But even with edification, they will not do it.
这个来听到不是在评分的，不是在评说啊，这个讲的人讲的好不好。
So we're not here to score how well the speaker spoke.
而且这个道理要跟您的行为，这个道理把它当成一个镜子一样。
Rather, we must treat the words like in a mirror.
这个镜子要照自己呀、
啊。This mirror will shine upon ourselves.
不是照别人，不是哎，我他要是来听的话多好啊。
And not to shine on others who think that wouldn't it be good if he was
here to listen? 这个道理要是我先生来听的话多好。
It wouldn't be wonderful if my husband was here to listen to
this. 这个道理要是某某弟兄来听的话多好，哎，他今天没来，可惜。
Wonderful for some brother to hear, but unfortunately he's not here today.
这个镜子要照自己呀、啊。
So we must shine this mirror upon
ourselves. 不是要照别人。
And not on others.
也不要照传道到我们这听到的人。
You don't even shine it on the pastors.
当然是照传道自己讲啊，自己要先照啊。
Of course, the pastors before speaking must shine the mirror on themselves first.
有时候我们在准备道理。
So many times we're in preparation of the truth.
还没讲啊，就被神的话所感动。
And before speaking, we're already moved by the words of God.
啊，可是有时候人家口才不好啊，就是表达不出来。
But regretfully, sometimes due to lack of eloquence, we cannot speak.Perfectly.
有时候是神的道理太奥秘了，这个用很难用言语来表达了。
Or sometimes because of the profoundness of the meaning, the words of God, we cannot explain, express them with words.
所以有时候我你们会以后会觉得很气馁呀，很责备自己。
So sometimes after leading sermon, I would feel quite shameful.
哎呀，我说的感动怎么都讲不出来。
How can I not be express the movement I had?
后来。痛了以后不会再伤心了。
So after I felt pain for a little bit, I will no longer be sad.
有说不出来荣光大喜的嘛，对不对？说不出来，有时候神的道也很难用言语来表达。
And many times the words of God cannot be expressed through words.
你个人说是很领受很多。
And though we have received much personally, but many times it's hard to express. So we must treat the words of God as a mirror.
啊，镜子照了以后，看看自己。
Once we have looked into the mirror,
啊，自己我真的是有很多缺点呢。
Then we see all the shortcomings we have.
我真的是把那个爱心都塞住，把怜悯的心都塞住了。
And truly have blocked out our faith and love.
我看弟兄姐妹有物质上需要。
And when we see that our brothers and sisters have physical needs,
我口袋有20块钱嘛。
When they have material needs, that we have $20 in our pocket.
我怎么不会拿去给他呢？
How could I not take it out and help them?
他只需要二十块钱就够了。
They only needed $20.
有一次，一位老弟兄啊，
so there's one.
我去他住在老人院里。
So I visited the elderly brother in the elderly center.
然后我去访问他。
So I visited him.
他说他们最近哈有一个要去什么动物园访问，
so、said,
参观呢、啊。
So recently they're going to Dongyuan for a visit.
我说那你去不去？
So I asked, will you go or not?
他说他不去。
He said no.
他说去好啊，这个出去走一走啊。
So I said it's good to go out to walk around.
传道那个要十块钱呢、啊。
But he told me that pastor, it would take me $10.
我没钱呢、啊。
I have no money.
我说啊，十块钱你都没钱。
And I asked, how can you not even have $10?
所以有时候我们生活在这个环境当中啊，舒服环境当中，我们不知道有很多人没有钱呢、啊。
So as we live in this very comfortable environment, we are we're unaware that many lack.
你只要给他十块钱，就够能够满足他需要。
And when you can give that person $10, you can satisfy his needs.
所以你看，我们真的哈，很多人有需要，我们都不知道啊。
So we can see how we do not know that many are in need.
那是在美国本土啊。
And that actually happened in the United States.
啊，全世界更是有很多贫穷国家的信徒啊。
And needless to say, outside of the U.S., there are many countries in poverty.
我们真的有时候你去看那些很穷的人、哦、应该很不忍心、啊、
so when you go visit some of them,
大家都是神的儿女、啊、
and many of them are the children of God,
我们这样子他们这样子
and since we're living such a good life in them,
所以有时候我们要照镜子、啊、看看自己有没有照到道理去行、啊、
so we truly have to look at ourselves into the mirror and see whether we follow according to the truth,
就能够把这个自己的洗净
Then we'll be able to wash ourselves clean.
洗净以后就能够出去撒网。
And once we're clean, we can go out to cast nets.
那还要补网。
Not only that, we have to fix our nets.
我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第一章。
Book of Mark, chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
马可福音第一章十九节。
Mark chapter one verse 19。
耶稣撒网前走，又见西比他的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。他们也是渔夫啊。
They were also fishermen.
所以他们知道怎么做。
So they knew what to do.
因为他们有受过训练呢、啊。
So they have received gone through trainings.
他们是世代可能说渔夫，他爸爸是渔夫，所以他是渔夫啊。
So they could be the second generation of fishermen.
所以他们的父亲呢就教他。
So their fathers taught them.
所以知道怎么洗网，怎么补网。
So they knew how to wash their nets and prepare their nets.
当这个网用久了，有时候会破网。
Of course, after you use the nets for a while, they will have holes.
所以要补网。
So you must prepare and stitch up the nets.
啊，这个很明显啊，网破的话，这个捕鱼。鱼就会溜出去呀、啊。
So very obvious if your nets have holes, then the fish will escape.
所以，假如有破网的话，那个你很劳力捕的鱼呀、啊，就捕不到鱼呀、啊。
So if you have broken net, then all the fish that you catch will escape.
这个网破啊，在这个破口啊。
So if you have holes in your net,
有破口大家捕。
Then you must stitch them up.
我们看诗篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm chapter 106.
一百零六篇的二十三。
Psalm chapter 106, verse 23.
一百零六篇的二十三。
Psalm 106, verse 23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西啊站在当中。我们很多人都看中文圣经啊，这边说原文说破口。
So here says a breach.
使他们愤怒转消啊，恐怕他就灭绝他们。 这边说摩西亚是神所拣选的工人。
So here says Moses is a chosen worker of God.
当时以色列百姓啊，他们悖逆神。
And during that time, the people rebelled against God.
很顽梗啊。
And they're very stubborn.
神很生气。
So God was greatly angered.
想要把他们灭掉。
And he wanted to destroy them.
他们有破口啊。
And they had a breach.
有这个破口，有时候会变成啊，给敌人啊，给魔鬼亵渎神的一个机会。
And that breach often becomes the foothold for Satan to blaspheme against God.
这个破口有时候会让外邦人呢、啊、来亵渎神的一个机会。
And many times this breach is also a chance for the Gentiles to blaspheme against God.
弟兄姐妹，神爱不爱我们
？So my brothers and sisters, does God love us?
你认为神很爱你的，请举手。
If you think God loves you, please raise your hand.
你认为神很爱你，请举手。好，请放下。
Please raise your hand.
神那么爱我们
Since God loves us so much,
我们怎么忍心呢怎么忍心让神的名得到亵渎啊
您
忍心吗
Do you...
忍心的情绪说大家不忍心
so, none of us will live to happen.
所以我们看到破口要尽量补起来、啊
so、we must fix this breach.
我们不忍心神的名得到亵渎
we cannot allow God's name to be blaspheming.
荣耀他的名都来不及了
we don't even have enough time to glorify his name.
怎么忍心让他名得到亵渎啊
And how can we let his name be blasphemed against?
可是有破口的话，就是制造机会给敌人、给魔鬼、给外邦人来亵渎神的机会。
But whenever there's a breach, it's a chance for the Gentiles and Satan to blaspheme against God.
所以，只要是没有摩西啊站在破口啊，神就要灭绝他们了。
So had not Moses stood in the breach, God would have destroyed them.
所以我们必须要补破口。
So we must seal this breach.
那破口啊，有时候会有了。
And of course, it's inevitable to have breaches.
网用久了，自然就会破啊。
Once you use the net for a long time, it will break.
弟兄姐妹相处久了
And once a sister, brother,
有时候会出现问题啊。
Have been together for too long,
就会发生误会，产生摩擦。
There'll be misunderstandings and conflicts.
这是很正常的。
And this is quite normal.
不要认为啊，这是马上大问题啊。
And don't feel that this is the end of the world.
冲突本身啊，不是坏事情啊。
And Conflict itself is not bad.
什么叫冲突
So what does it mean by conflict?
冲突就是说两个不同的 group, 两个不同的、族两个不同的这个 group 要怎么说两个不同的、团体对谢谢谢谢。两个不同的团体在同样一个时间、啊、要用一个地点要用一间房子。
So conflicts might happen when two different groups want to use the same same house at the same time.
我想李就是大概有这种经验的，因为他当老师的。
So、
有时候他去上课，哎，怎么这间课室也有人用，什么老师在这里的？
So、
冲突嘛，对不对？他
说
排课排错了。
Had this experience that when he was teaching, he might another professor might be using the same classroom he was about to use.
说这是很自然的，因为人有时候会。人不是全知啊，有时候会发生错误啊。
So this is very natural for men. We're not all knowing, so these kind of incidents will happen.
那、啊、是不是每个冲突都是会打架、会去吵闹才能够解决的？不是啊。
Every conflict be solved with fights.
冲突啊，就是让我们成长的一个机会。
And conflict is a chance for us to grow.
所以这个破口要怎么去处理
？So how do we take care of this breach?
那、啊、主耶稣啊，告诉我们一些处理的方法。
And Lord Jesus has given us some example methods.
就是凭着爱心去告诉他。
That we must do it out of love.
有人得罪你的话，你要去告诉他。
And someone has wronged against you, you must go tell them.
那、啊、自己一个人去告诉他。
You must go by yourself.
啊，帮助他补破口。
Help him, fill this breach.
你要帮他祷告。
And pray for them.
我们要降低我们自己。
And first, we must lower ourselves.
不要把自己看得很高啊。
And do not deem ourselves.
主要看那些软弱的弟兄怎么样，你要不要哎责备他，怎么那么软弱，没有信心。
So when we see the weaker brother or sister, don't rebuke them of their weak faith.
你都不会祷告，这个祷告就好了。
You don't tell them that how come you do not know how to pray? All you have to do is pray.
信心太小了。
You have so little faith.
你没碰到事情还不知道啊。
And if you have not gone through the, if you have not experienced it, you would not know.
所以我们看保罗他。有这个耶稣基督怜悯的心肠啊，他怎么来对待这些软弱的信徒
？So we see how Paul had the passionate heart of Christ and how he dealt with the members.
我们知道主耶稣啊是一个比喻嘛。
So we know Lord Jesus is a parable.
有一百只羊关在这个旷野的羊圈里。
That there are 100 sheep in a fold.
有一只羊呢，它跑开的。
And one escaped.
哇，主耶稣就很着急啊，一只羊也是他的呢。
So Lord Jesus is very anxious for that little one, that one sheep belonged to him.
他说出去找。
So he went out to look.
他怎么找
？How did he seek?
他是按照那一只羊的他走的路线啊，按照他走的路线去找他。
So he followed the trail of that lost sheep.
那只羊可能走旷野。
Perhaps our sheep
可能走荆棘路。
The wilderness or paths of thorns.
满路啊都是很坎坷，满路都是会受伤的。
The whole trail is full of hardships.
但是那个羊的主人他还是照那个羊哈，在羊走的路线去找他。
But the master of the sheep will follow it through the trail.
因为只有这样子才能够找到他。
For only through this will the master find it.
啊，找到了，怎么对待这只迷失的羊呢？
How did Lord Jesus treat this lost sheep when it is found?
你看，我们有时候小孩子走丢了。
So many times when our children get lost.
啊，找到了。
Once you found them.
啊，父母亲有时候先打他两个嘴巴。
Sometimes.
啪啪，你为什么走丢啊？害我找了很辛苦。
Sometimes the parents would react by slapping them first and ask them how could they walk away and punish them.
但是主是没有这样子的。
But this is not what Lord Jesus did.
找到以后，哇，舍不得啊，你辛苦啊，这个我背你啊，把它背在肩上啊。
And after Lord Jesus found this lost sheep, he even carried it on his shoulders.
这主耶稣很爱我们。
So Lord Jesus indeed loves us very much.
那保罗就有这种耶稣怜悯的心肠。
And Paul had that compassionate heart.
所以他怎么对待信徒？
So how did he treat the members?
我们请看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
九章十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 19.
我说是自由的，无论啊无人管辖，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，我要多得人。再请看二十二节。
Verse 22。
像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，我要得软弱的人；像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。软弱的人当时是个破口。
So the weak ones may be the breach.
但是我们刚强的人要担当软弱的人。
However, for the stronger, we must take up the weak.
我们不要经常把自己看成是灵性很高。
And do not see ourselves as with high spirituality.
要有怜悯的心肠。
Must have a compassionate heart.
像主耶稣一样。
Like Lord Jesus.
把它背在肩上。
To carry the sheep on his shoulders.
没有责备他。
He's not rebuke it.
只要默默地付出爱心。
Instead, he showed his love.
用爱去感动他。
He used his love to move the sheep.
这是保罗做法。
So this is how Paul imitated Christ.
降低自己。
Paul lowered himself.
像软弱的人一样。
Like in the weak ones.
按照他所走的路线呢去找他。
And he will follow the trail of the weak to find him.
把他找回来，救了他的灵魂。
To seek him back and save his soul.
因为主耶稣教导我们怎么去捕网啊。
And Lord Jesus Christ has taught us how to cast nets.
那洗网也洗好了，网也补好了。
After we have washed and stitched up our nets,
现在就要出去撒网。
Now we have to go up to cast nets.
怎么撒网呢？
So how do we cast nets?
我们请看《路加福音》。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音第五章。
Book of Luke, chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
路加福音五章第四节。
Luke, chapter 5, verse 4.
讲完了对西门说啊，把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。但是捕网要开到把船、啊、开到水深之处。
In order to cast nets, you must drive out into the deep ocean.
水深之处很吓人啊。
So the deep water may be very frightening.
你会想想说那万一船翻了怎么办？
You might even imagine what would happen if you go overboard.
当时也没有什么救生衣。
Back then, they had no life vests.
哎，没有无线电话，所以可以联络。
And there is no cell phone for communication.
什么东西都没有。
They had nothing.
万一船破了。
So what if the boat overturns?
船翻了，风浪又大。
And the storm is great.
啊，船开到水深之处很吓人啊。
So it is very dreadful to pull the boat out into the deep water.
还是在岸边就好了。
Why not just stay on the shore?
在岸边，假如危险的话，我一喊。
So if we're near the shore, if the danger comes, we can just simply shout.
Hey, Paul 啊，您是这个陆战队出来的啊，来，船翻了，赶快救我啊！
So Paul, would you save us?
因为在岸边比较安全嘛，随便一喊就有人来救你。
It is way safer to be near the shore for someone can come to your rescue.
但水深之处，没有很危险。
But it is very dangerous in the deep waters.
但主是告诉我们要往水深之处撒网。
But Lord Jesus told us to cast nets in the deep water.
鱼就在那里呀。
That is where the fish are.
因此我们走出去。
So we must go out.
我们走出象牙塔。
We must go out of our ivory palaces.
我们感谢主啊，今天年轻人有这个体验。
So we thank God that we have this experience today. We have this understanding.
今天很多年轻人加入义工的行列。
And many of our youth have joined the ministries.
他们自己买机票。
Many of them buy their own tickets to go to Africa to help out.
他们这里请假。
They take vacation days to help out in Africa.
蚊子多啊，什么都不方便啊。
When it's infested with mosquitoes and many inconveniences.
这些年轻人是在美国出生的。
So all these youth were born in the United States.
他们甘愿花钱。
But they were willing to spend money.
甘愿舍弃自己很舒服的生活。
They're willing to put aside their comfortable lives.
到非洲去帮忙圣工。
And to go to Africa to help the ministry.
这是一个很好的现象啊。
And these are very good.
我们今天是鼓励年轻人走出象牙塔。
So today we encourage you to walk out of their ivory palaces.
我们大人也是要走出象牙塔。
Likewise for the adults.
为他们设下一个榜样。
To set that good example for them.
我们要怎么走出象牙塔
？How do we walk out of ivory palaces?
我们有时候要出去发传单呢、啊。
Many times we have to go out to.
信徒几个人就出去访问呢、啊？
And many, some of us would go out to visit.
有时间就邀请几个人就去读圣经祷告啊。
When we have time, we gather a few to pray and read the Bible together.
我们走出那种很舒适的生活。
We must walk out of our comfort zone.
舒适生活只会害我们灵命啊。
And when comfortable lives will only damage our spirituality.
当然，每个人都很向往舒适的生活。
Of course, many of all of us enjoy comfortable lives.
可是舒适生活对我们灵命一点帮助都没有。
But these comfortable lives has no gain to our spiritual life.
主耶稣啊，他是很舒适啊，他是王啊。
The Lord Jesus, He was the King.
他是万王之王啊。
He's the King of all kings.
他是万主之主啊。
He's the Lord of all lords.
他可以坐在天上享受啊。
He could sit in heaven to enjoy the throne.
但他降低自己。
Instead, He lowered Himself.
我们看昨天路加福音十九章那边所记载的一个财主的。
Like the wealthy man that was recorded in Luke chapter 19.
撒该啊。
Zacchaeus.
他宁愿降低自己的生活水平啊。
He was willing to lower his own living standards.
他要得到救恩。
In order to receive salvation.
他把他的所有的变卖一半分给穷人。
He has sold half of all he had to the poor.
一半给穷人，他马上他的生活水平当然自然就会降低啊。
If he has sold half of his possessions, of course his living standard would drop.
他以前就是每年呢都出去坐游轮去旅游的话。
Before perhaps he could go on a cruise every year.
现在他不能这样做啊。
But now he can no longer do that.
因为他一半已经给穷人了。
Or he had given his half of what he has to the poor.
他可能那个大房子要变成小房子。
Perhaps his large house would decrease to a small house.
他降低他自己的生活水平。
He had lowered his own living standard.
但是他不是被迫的。
But he was not forced.
他很高兴的去变卖。
He very willingly sold all he had.
非常高兴。
Very willingly.
我们是不是有这种很高兴啊？他自己有时候自己降低自己的生活水平啊
？And do we have that willingness, willing, will to drop our own living standard
为了得到耶稣
for the sake of obtaining Christ
为了要把船开到水深之处
for the sake of going out into the deep sea
为了要得人
for the sake of obtaining
为了要撒网
for the sake of casting nets
我们做好自己应该做的事情
have we done what we needed to do
其他事情我们就不用管了
then we not to care about others
连到末日的时候那个天使要把好的坏的分开出来
from until the end time the angels will separate the righteous from the wicked
我们教会门永远都是开着
and our church the door of our church will forever be
open 教会大门的开着欢迎每个人都进来
the gates are always open to welcome all
瘸腿的瞎眼的
whether you're crippled
每个人都可以来
everyone can come
但是不就是说每个人来的人都有很好的动机、啊、
it's not that everyone who comes come with the right motive
那是神在负责，不是我们在负责啊。
And all those are up to God, not us.
如果他来的话
，As long as they come,
我们机会给他
，We give them the opportunity, preach to them.
他愿意接受洗礼的话，我们就帮他施洗。
If they're willing to receive baptism, then we will baptize them.
以后神负责
，And God will take care of the rest.
因为以后神要把天使来把善恶分开出来。
For God will send the angels to separate the righteous from wicked.
但是我们只要是做自己本分的工作
，However, if we carry out our duties.
有百倍的祝福啊
！We have a hundredfold of blessings.
因此，我们懂道理的话
，For you. So if we understand God's teachings,
我们自己要持守道理。
We must hold fast to the truth.
还要把这个道理啊传给别人。
Not only that, preach it to others.
传给我们下一代。
Share it to our next generation.
把神的教会啊，自己啊，好像荣耀神。
We must glorify God and His church.
每一个人都把最好的献给神。
Each one of us offer up the best to God.
自然这个教会就充满神的荣耀。
And very naturally, the church will fill with the glory of God.
我们献给神，神就非常喜悦。
When we offer to God, God would be very pleased.
默祷休息。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.